This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Stanley right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right, let's get a couple of these out of the way real quick. Head over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell has made it a way for us to make a few bucks here online because most people, you know, most platforms, they've got us at a point where we can't make any money online, at least not conservative commentators. If you're a liberal man, they'll go to town, they'll bend over backwards to help you out, but not for us. So you really got to help us out and help people to support your causes. Mike Lindell's on your side on so many issues in so many ways. There's no reason in the world why you should be, buying product from him, buying product made in America, buying product put together by American hands. It's really important that we do that for each other. It's really important that we help each other out. So, MyPillow.com, you got sheets, pillows, pillowcases, blankets, comforters. You got all kinds. Just go and peruse. You do that anyway on other websites. Just go and peruse and find out. All right. Some of you saw this meme that was going on the internet three weeks ago. It might even be longer than that. And you see the kids watching a baseball game. It's a dad, it's a little kid, and maybe a teenager. And it talks about the difference between equity and equality. And it has the boxes there, and you see the little kid, poor little kid's on a box, and he can't see over the fence. Right? So now everybody else has to, like, give up for the little kid, and it just doesn't make any sense. Now, here's a father who finally showed up at a school board meeting, which is what you should be doing on a bi-weekly basis. And he lays it out for the school board, that's saying to them, wake up, wake up, and do the right thing. Take a listen.
All around the country, this image is used as a depiction to explain equality and equity. But here's the flawed logic of equity. The tall gentleman has to give up his crate so that the short person can stand on the crate. Here's a better idea. Instead of watching the game for free from the fence, how about purchasing a ticket to get in the game and sit in the bleachers along with the rest of the crowd? This is the hard truth that no one will tell you. Equity will not fix the dire marriage rate in the black community. 80% of black homes are led by a single parent, and statistics show that this has a negative impact on children mentally, socially, and academically. Going woke won't bring daddy home. The answer is not diversity, equity, and inclusion. The answer is faith, family, morality, and education void of special interests. Equity lowers the bar, overlooks merit, and puts the focus on skin tone only. Equity is legalized theft because it takes from the productive person and gives to the unproductive. Instead of focusing on the equity, the teachers don't have the ability to even discipline the students and correct their violent behavior.
Sonya Schmidt.
Yep, that was me.
This isn't just the black community. This is for any community. and this kind of thing. But it is aimed, I think, personally, it's more aimed at the black community than any other.
Yeah, it is. But you know what? The beauty is the other groups are catching up with us in numbers. Sadly, Hispanic groups are starting to become more single-family households. Oh. Violence in the street, drug addicts, white kids are starting. You know, black people like to use that argument that more white people get abortions, and basically because there are more white people. That's not the point. We just start quibbling. We get in the weeds about stupid stuff. Fact of the matter is they put those in our neighborhood because if you look at the history of that whole organization, they're here to put us down. So that's when you might want to start reexamining your vote. But I love this. Who said that, by the way? Whose video was that?
That was a video of somebody. I have to go look and find out what school board they were at. But it does, and you know, being on the school board, it does my heart really good when I see parents get up there. And the thing with the, if you take anything away from these people, he had his facts straight. He had his information. He wasn't yelling at the board members, calling them Marxists and pieces of crap and all that other stuff. Because then you lose it. You lose the battle. You lose the conversation, and the board members aren't listening anymore. But when he talks like he did, now you've got the board members sitting there. They're listening. They're getting the numbers. The people around are listening, not thinking, "Oh, here's another nut job." So we need more parents to step up and do that. Don't you agree? You do that well.
I agree, and I hope you well.
You
I
do.
I think I call them idiots and demons, but I hope you're right. My gut feeling is that they're hopeless, and that they are listening at the time, and they are noticing the reaction of the crowd around them, but then they go away and they vote exactly the way their conscience, which is an unconscious, tells them to vote. I mean, I can't believe that we're on to. Look how many things we've had to fight for in this short period of time. When I first started going to the meetings, we were talking about letting our children not have to, you know, take off masks and not have vaccinations, not have forced vaccinations. Then it morphed into CRT. Oh, now we've got transgender we got to deal with. It's just like it's whack-a-mole. It's demon whack-a-mole at this point.
It truly is. For me, as a trustee, it's like drinking out of a fire hose, okay,
right.
As they say. And what used to come at us on a regular basis, at a regular flow rate, would be academics. How are we mm-hmm. doing with English, math, and history? What books are we using? If the kids are falling behind, is it the teacher? Is it the book? I mean, what is it that's causing that we can help with? Now, and the social stuff, it just kind of trickled in here and there. It wasn't a big deal. But now, it's my sweet Jesus, 80% of our night. And you've
introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60+, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60+ for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. rates. Call the Term Life line right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make Term Life Insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Life line right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Joe is in your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-JOE-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. That's the whole deal here. I want to get you informed so that you can truly be part of the solution. And the one that's always part of the solution, Sonia Schmidt, joins me as my co-host every Friday. Try to get you guys enlightened. Notice I said try, right? Sonia, I didn't guarantee nothing.
So. Well, listen, I can't enlighten anybody. It comes from everybody has their own way of doing it, and you just get out there and do something because the country is falling fast, and the left is so busy.
Yep.
They're so creatively busy and scary.
Yep. Yeah, no, seriously. All right. But when we're having to deal with stupid stuff, okay, It makes it even harder. I was not aware that black cyclists die more because of the racial divide, as the article goes, right? And it says, why don't more people of color ride bikes? There really is no reason, the article says. However, safety is often cited as a primary concern. Now, listen, I know a boatload of black motorcycle riders, okay? So I'm not figuring it out here. But what they say is, since black folks, again, I think this is a slur, since black folks tend to live in lower socioeconomic areas, there's no bike lanes, there's no bike trails, there's no shoulder, there's no place for them to actually ride a bike, which shows that there's a bias towards or against black folks who want to ride bikes. I'm sorry, how much of a pretzel do you have to twist yourself into to try to make this work?
Is there a goal to help to promote bike riding? Because you know that's their thing.
Yeah, that's not working.
or they do they really believe that blacks... First of all, the neighborhoods that they're talking about, lower socioeconomic neighborhoods,
yeah,
there's not too many cyclists in those neighborhoods. Now, I'm not saying there's not some grown dudes on a banana bike riding on the sidewalk. That's what it is. But no, not a cyclist in what you're thinking that use bike lanes or they go to a paseo and they're... No, that just doesn't happen in the inner city. And I'm pretty sure... It's not because they're worried about their safety. Oh, man, I go out there and ride my bike, but you know, shoot, as a black man, we could.
Did you? No, wait a minute. You said you grew up in South Central, and at a time it wasn't, you know, what you see it or what has been perceived as being.
Children rode bikes.
I was going to say that, right? But if the kids were riding bikes and not getting killed at a rate of 10 a day, what changed?
We learn how to look out for cars, and we took some responsibilities. That's not to say kids of all colors don't get hit by cars, but there weren't cyclists, and I would love for them to go down to the hood and photograph these cyclists that they're seeing. Maybe they're not. That's what I'm saying. They're not there because they're afraid of their safety. They're not there. It's just like. Go to an Olympic swimming, you're not going to see you see more now, but you don't see a lot of black kids at a resort skiing, you know, or swimming, or you do see more black kids playing tennis, though. It's pretty cool.
Well, some of the black comedians that I watch will make fun of black people in the show, and I don't. It was one of the biggies. I can't remember one, but he was joking about the fact that if we really came from Africa, and to put it in his words, what the hell makes you think we'd go to Chicago with 7 feet of snow? Not too swift, is it? Right?
Yeah.
I was like, wow, okay, good point.
Yeah. That's why there's no riots in the winter. You're pretty safe to go enjoy yourself when it's, 20 below that Chicago, what do they call it, the hawk.
No.
Is out.
Yeah.
No, but when it warms up, baby, it's on.
The talk about this the way they do. See, and that's the thing. It's maybe they don't have the bike lanes. Maybe they don't have the same. But I don't know. I don't live in the inner city.
They don't sell bike lights to black people? This is crazy. It's don't even waste your time on. It's crazy. And once again, it's condescending to say that we don't
Thank
know
you.
How to ride safely in our own neighborhoods. And these aren't cyclists. I'm telling you, I go down there, and I've yet to see a cyclist.
Yeah,
if you see black cyclists,
I know what you're saying. They're bike riders, right?
Yeah, they ride. There are people who ride bikes, but I'm telling you, these are grown dudes who shouldn't be on these little teeny tiny bicycles with banana seats, and they're generally on the sidewalk. Okay, these aren't cyclists. They don't have on helmets and little short shorts with the padded, crotches.
I don't want to see that.
Funny turned up shoes. That's not, you don't see that in the ghetto.
No.
Sorry.
All right.
So once again,
Oh, no, right. it's look at the poor this or the poor that or what have you.
Right.
All right, you sent me this story. I can't get my arms around it. About the TikToker who said that when he's on the hiking trails.
Oh.
And he says hi.
Yeah.
I don't say hi to anybody. If I don't know you, I'm not interested in saying hi to you.
But they're saying, okay, but what this article says is the fact that the people who say hi are white people. Once again, we can't just have people being nice and saying hi. They have to do it because of their race. And I don't know. I don't like hiking. I do believe that hiking is a favorite among white people. I do think, I'm like, where do they got to walk so much for? I don't understand it. Why are they walking? But okay, so fine. I've gone on hikes. They're beautiful. It's fun, whatever. And we speak to one another. You don't just walk past people on a hike. I'm sure you do, Joe, but...
I do. Look down. Like I don't know you there. Yeah, it's good.
Why would you do that? They're having the same spiritual experience you are in nature.
I'm not having the spiritual experience. If I'm hiking, I'm having an oxygen experience.
Right.
I need more of it. I don't
want
to talk. I just want to get something into my lungs so I'm going to survive.
Nobody strikes up a conversation, but you do acknowledge each other's presence. And I don't think that that's a white thing. That's what this article alleges, that the people who speak and say hi, and that's a hi, they're white people. And what's wrong with that? What is wrong with that?
Yeah, and you know what? Okay. I don't say hi, but sometimes when I'm doing something and somebody makes eye contact with me, I'll kind of nod my head and smile. I know that's more of an East Coast thing.
I was going to say, I think that's because you're from the East Coast.
That's right, yeah. I don't want to talk to you.
When I went to New York, people said, do not make eye contact. In California, we're like, huh? Golden retrievers.
We'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Be right back.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Former President Trump is suggesting he could sign legislation banning abortion if he's elected president. In an interview with WMUR in New Hampshire, Trump was asked if he would sign the federal abortion ban proposed by South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham. He said he would get something done on abortion where everyone is going to be satisfied. A new video shows former President Trump embracing a woman who served jail time for her actions during the Capitol riot. During a campaign stop at a New Hampshire diner Thursday, Mickey Larson Olson was introduced to Trump as a Jan Sixer. In an interview with NBC News, Larson Olson said that she considers Trump to be the, quote, real president, and lawmakers who voted to certify President Biden's presidential election should be put to death for treason. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Go forgive your host. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. You know, there's so much going on. And in California, I don't know any way to put it other than to say they come up with the weirdest, with the dumbest, with the most whacked, what do I want to call this? Laws, period. Bills, laws. And you sit there and you scratch your head and you go, are they really trying to push what I think they're trying to push? Right now, California is trying to push a law, AB 1078, and basically it'll keep us from removing instructional material in the school and in the libraries based on Christian. Now I just love this one, Christian nationalism. I haven't figured that out. I'm sorry, guys, but I have not figured that out yet. Okay, I don't really know what Christian nationalism is, but we're going to listen to this guy. He's going to tell us what it is, and then I am sure that you will all scratch your heads the same way I do. Take a look. Listen, whatever it is.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. I would like to begin by stating that I will be accepting the committee's amendments. And thank the committee for working with me on this measure. AB 1078 is a bill that intends to combat the national Christian white supremacist movement, which aims to ban books, school curriculum, and even more in our schools. And this issue is quite, makes people uncomfortable. It's a tough discussion. And it's a tough issue. And a lot of it, I think, is due to the misunderstanding of what people mean when they say white Christian nationalists. And so I want to make sure that people understand really the definition to hopefully put more people at ease that if the shoe doesn't fit... then no one's talking about you. We're really talking about the radicalization of the Christian faith to, quite frankly, draw upon people's angers, economic angst, people's search for additional resources, and drawing upon people's biases to really achieve and use that anger to achieve a political objective. And unfortunately, that number one is happening internationally. This is not something unique to the United States, but it's also made its way here to California. And the banning of books has been a blatant and, in some cases, a successful effort to whitewash the history that students are taught in all levels of public education. And so we must meet this moment in history and ensure that we are on the right side of it. And I would like to also do a shout out to my intern for preparing these remarks. With that, I respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Yeah, you know, he went and, had to give it to their interns. The interns are the ones that wrote it. He probably had no clue to, as to truly what was in it, but anyhow. But, you know, he turned it all into Christian nationalism, right? And which is not the place to be. It's not the right thing to do. And you know some of the books that we have in our local school libraries and the ones that I've helped get removed, and I'm proud of that. And I don't need illustrations in a high school book showing how to have oral sex, two men, how to have oral sex with each other. Or to have anal sex. Yeah, I'm being rude. To have anal sex with each other, okay? It's not the thing that we should be dealing with in high school. And I had one woman attack me and say, and tell me, you know, where do you expect them to learn? They can't be safe unless they don't know. Why don't you teach them a little respect for their own bodies and what have you? It's not the school's job to teach them how to be safe having sex. It's the school's job to make sure they know how to read and write and can actually have some logic skills to work with. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. Rant on. I told you a couple weeks ago that the Christian nationalists, that's their new buzzword. An election is coming up. So they want to hit abortion, they want to hit January 6th, and they want to hit Christian nationalists over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. And they can actually fit Christians into all of those things. And, I heard the left the other day accuse us of book burning and book banning and how ugly that is, but I bet you couldn't get one of them to stand up and read aloud the books that we're talking about.
Nope.
So, but that's neither here nor there. They're not trying to do right by these kids. They're trying, in fact, they're trying to do the complete opposite, and we're what's standing in their way of their evilness.
Yeah.
So they do have to come. And they're talking about Christians who they can't control. There's probably a lot of Christian pastors and whatnot that couldn't care less about CRT and these sex books. They just go for the okey-doke. This guy's talking about pastors and churches and congregations who are Bible-believing, and he's lumping them all. And in doing so, he's calling them racist and national, because that's the same word to them. Nationalist is the same as supremacist to them, and it doesn't mean that at all. But they've often changed the language to win their points. They just change the language. They change the meaning of words. But yeah, I mean, read these books out loud if he's so convinced that they should not be banned. And I disagree with one thing that you said, is that I don't think that they should be in our schools, period. Their job isn't to, and maybe this is what you said, their job isn't to teach our kids about sex. And if they want to teach about race, then or history, teach history and stop trying to slide it in under this crap that you're calling CRT and making white people oppressors and black people victims.
Right.
We have a problem with black history. I bet none of them know who Bob Woodson, the man that you brought up earlier, is. I bet they don't know that he was responsible for the first Black History Week, which evolved into months. You never hear that word. You never hear that name.
And
Bob
you wouldn't.
Woodson. You never hear Thomas Sowell in schools, because they have a vested interest in keeping us victimized, dumb, And right now, there's some really strong Christian pastors and people of faith who are rising up. And if people don't think we're in a spiritual warfare, you just look and see what's going on. They're trying to harm these children.
Yeah, again, where are the parents? Where are the path? You know, I know people get, because I get the emails, they get a little upset at me when I start blaming parents. I'm going, well, who else am I going to blame? If you're sending your kids to CISA for 8 hours a day, and you're not asking questions, and you're not trying to find out what's going on, and if something, you moms especially, because dads suck at this, but you moms, if you smell something's wrong, you know it's wrong.
But if even you, if you ask, yeah. If you ask and they go, no, this is just sex education, we're teaching reproduction, we're good, they'll give you the okie doke, and you go, okay, sounds legit.
Well, good.
And
can I sit in? I mean, what day can I sit in on the class? You're allowed right. to do that by California
right.
law.
Right. And let's see the book. I'm pretty sure parents haven't seen the books.
Right.
And the ones that have seen it, let their children take. You know, I just wish, again, let the left have California. They could have California and New York. Just give us the rest.
You keep saying just give it to them. I don't even think they want it anymore.
No, because they're not happy unless they're making other people unhappy. So it's not enough for them. Even if we said, take California, take New York, we'll take everything else. You have your own police department, your own military, you take care of yourself, your own manufacturing, you grow your own food, because I know you just love all that. And leave us alone. Just leave us alone. They can't have that. They want you to be miserable. I just drove today the back route to another city that's about an hour away from us. I just drove that this morning the back way through the mountains.
Yeah.
And in doing so, saw the place where we used to fish. It's like 20 minutes from my house. I'd go up there. We throw, you know, a line in the water. We'd come home with enough fish to fill our freezers, and you'd see families out, fathers teaching their sons to fish. It was beautiful. Yep. The left shut that down, and now it's full of gang writing on the rocks, dirty diapers.
Of course. We can't have it. Yeah. We got to go to a break, you know. Otherwise, I'm going to have to graffiti the computers here. Joe, we'll see your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Joe McKinney, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me listening to the Joe McKinney Show on the Genesis Communication Network. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us here on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the whole convo. You can always send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Before I bring on Sonia, I thought we'd take a minute to reminisce what Joe Biden had to say in his own words when he was a senator. Okay? And this is why the Democrats hate that big, bad interweb. There's just too much there that nails them on a regular basis. Take a listen.
The world's going to Hades in a handbasket. We are desperately concerned about the circumstance relating to avian flu. We don't have enough vaccines. We don't have enough police officers. And we're going to debate the next 3 weeks, I'm told, gay marriage, a flag amendment, and God only knows what else. I can't believe the American people can't see through this. We already have a law, the Defense of Marriage Act, where we've all voted, not where I voted and others said, look, marriage is between a man and a woman, and states must respect that. Nobody's violated that law. There's been no challenge to that law. Why do we need a constitutional amendment? Marriage is between a man and a woman. What's the game going on here?
We know the game, Joe. You know the game, Joe. We could do those clips all night. I have clips from these people, Hillary and Obama. Obama saying, marriage is between a man and a woman. Hillary saying marriage is between a man and a woman. Billy Clinton saying that marriage is, and all of a sudden, they somehow evolved.
If we did that, we would be called hypocritical. But if I can put on my liberal hat, my leftist hat for a second, I would venture to say that they would say that those people only said what they needed to do to get into office, and then they would make change, which is what happened.
Oh yeah.
So they believe that the lying is a virtue to the left. So I don't think they see what you just played. You and I would think how hypocritical that. But it's very opportunist. I think that's probably closest to what he really feels. But who knows? The fact of the matter is they've all been gunning for. They told us that gay. Got to be more open minded. Okay. Then they said they got to be married. Okay. Now we got to be okay about transsexuals calling themselves women. It doesn't stop. It will never stop with the left.
Something came to me with the during a break the other night, and I was sitting here, I was listening to the news, and got the stories ready to go, and I started thinking, you realize that if a guy's sitting there and you think they call it schizophrenia, right, when he thinks he's two different people, two totally different personalities, and the whole nine yards, right? But yet, a guy shows up as John and now tells you he wants to be called Jill and to treat him like a woman, he's perfectly healthy. I'm sorry.
You can't make sense of this, so don't try. The problem I have is that they're trying to legislate it so that we have to call him Jill or whatever. If you want to be sick on your own time. I mean, I can say I'm Cleopatra if I, if I'd like. That don't make me That don't make me the ruler of Egypt.
No, but it does. Like I say, though, you have to sit and think about these things. I do anyway. You sit and think about these things sometimes. You say to yourself, the reason I believe they're disingenuous. Flat out liars, but they're disingenuous and evil. Is because the same things that they railed against, they're now doing. And if we do them, or if we rail against them or what have you, we're the bad people. We're the white supremacists. We're the terrible people.
Standards.
They don't see themselves. Well, maybe they do. But
they have no. Well, I do know that for a fact from working in Hollywood, is they really have no self-reflection, no examination. They don't even go, I know we said that a couple of years ago, but they're not even doing that.
No. Nope.
They're just jumping on that self-righteous virtue train, virtue signaling train, and believing they're doing the right thing.
But it must work. Do you know what I'm saying?
It's obviously working. If you ask me, they're winning. I hate to...
I would agree with you, except that, it's a long and slow process to make anything happen when you've allowed to get away with it for so long.
Yeah.
When you look at what's happened with these school boards and how many school boards were taken back by conservative parents and right. In education, I always joke, it's like running through molasses in the wintertime. It is slow and it's tedious and it's a pain. But you can get things done.
You're absolutely. I'm not saying they are going to win in the long run. I'm just saying they are working double time at their agenda. And I don't even think we know. We're so scattered because of all the things they've thrown at us. It's like playing tennis and they're throwing balls at us from every angle.
We have to stop playing nice, though. I mean, really.
I agree.
They're having a street fight with us. and we're screaming at them for hitting below the belt. I mean, seriously.
Exactly.
It's got to stop.
Or we just go home and forget it ever happened. And the fact that we don't go out to at least the polling booth in great numbers when we see this happening is just, I can't understand it.
No, I know, right? But your point earlier, are they really seeing it? I think that the Democrats have so poisoned the minds of their average voter, and I'm not even going to call their voters stupid. They're only getting fed one side of an issue. They're so afraid of Republicans. Because if you hear the White House today, right, the White House is actually saying that Republicans want to defund police. Republicans are the ones.
I'm telling you.
Right?
I'm telling you. This is the most twisted gaslighting I have ever seen. Everything they're doing, they're accusing us of doing it.
Yep.
There was an article up maybe yesterday. It was a commercial that the GOP did, and it was okay. It was about, you know, imagine if Biden is president again. Then I read all the comments that came afterwards. These people have hundreds of memes and jokes and things. And a lot of times on their memes about, or their little art cards about Joe Biden, they say he's responsible for millions of jobs. He did this, he did that, and he did the other. And I'm going, those are such lies. And they believe it.
White House talking points, right?
They believe it. And it caused me to go, that's why gaslighting is so insidious. It's like, well, has everything I believed incorrect? But no, because you see it. You can't believe what they say about the border because you've seen it with citizen journalists who go down there. And, you know, I've seen it with my own lying eyes. But, yeah, the Democrats are really tricky. But they believe this stuff, and there were hundreds and hundreds of memes that were anti-Trump and pro-Biden. And they really believe it.
Yep.
So we're in trouble because these people believe it. They're not just doing it. They're not just going, I hate Trump. I'm going to, you know. No, they believe that Biden's doing okay.
Yep. I totally agree with you.
Yeah, that's pretty spooky.
It is. So, it never, like I say, people see it and they believe it to be truth, so they run with it. That's why I always say get informed for real. Make sure you have real information before you start shooting yourself in the foot and opening your mouth.
How could the prices of gas and eggs, how could that? How could you?
All right, so let's have some fun with that. That's because of the war in Russia.
Oh, that's right.
Right?
That's right.
It's not because of Joey B. It's because of Putin. I mean, yeah. Everything, you know, the supply chain. Well, that's because of Putin. That's because of the war in Russia. We can't get what we need because of the war in Russia.
Right.
The problem at defense, the problem at the border, is because, you know, that Donald Trump, that administration left them a mess. And they've been trying to plug it ever since.
That's
right. I mean, nobody knows about the fact that we have all the fencing, we have, I won't call it, we have all the wall material actually sitting there rotting away because it hasn't been painted yet. They don't paint it until they put it up. And it's sitting there, stockpiled, and even the governor of Texas tried to sue to buy it because there's some kind of law with a loophole in it that if equipment is sitting long enough, if supplies are sitting long enough, you can take them from or buy them from the federal government. So a state can, anyway. Yeah, they got them truly brainwashed.
Yes, it's really frightening. I hate the comparison to Nazis in Germany, but I can see how you can persuade an electorate, you know, a large body of people, a lie, and how they can turn on one another.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those riots in Chicago really show you that. These kids feel like they're justified in hurting people physically and rioting.
We owe them. Don't you know that?
Yeah.
All right. Scared. We're there. We're done. You can go eat your food.
Enjoy your Friday night, folks.
Oh, here we go. Yeah, she's got it.
I know.
All right. Joe Bacino, your host. Sonia, always a blessing to have you on with us. Next week, I'm coming back in a few minutes. She'll be back next week.
Adios.